Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. We're glad you could be with us on a Monday. A lot going on down in Coral Gables, and a lot of it is all good. Through three games, University of Miami has moved up to number 8 in the country and certainly playing extremely well. You know, I mean, you can't take anything for granted, no matter who it is. We've learned that over the last 3, 4, 5 years. So you take care of business in every game, and Miami certainly did last Saturday, despite a 2.5-hour lightning delay. But certainly sitting in the press box, my next guest and I were going over a lot of things for Miami and kind of a lot different in for the media this year. Marcus Benjamin from Kings County is kind enough to join us. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you and I have sat pretty much together in the press box over the last couple of years, and this year has a lot better feeling.
Yeah, that's an understatement. You and I would kind of shake our heads a lot over the past couple of years in the press box. But now I think we kind of raise our eyebrows and we kind of nod our heads because This is kind of reminiscent of what the Miami Hurricanes used to do about maybe 2 decades ago, Blue, like when they used to just flat out dominate teams when they were supposed to. I think so many times over the years we saw this team kind of struggle with teams like, you know, Middle Tennessee State or Central Michigan or these type of teams. But this year it feels different. They're really clicking on all cylinders, and it seems like they are getting better with each game.
Yeah, no doubt. You're 100% right. And, I brought up earlier, people were asking me, I was on this national podcast the other day, and they were asking me about Florida State and how come they dropped off. A lot has to do with not only the portal, and as Nick Saban says, if you're going to spend money, you better hope it works out, which it has for Miami and which it did over the last couple of years for Florida State. But you also have to recruit. And that's the one thing that the Alabamas, the Georgias, Ohio States, Miami now is doing. They're hitting on these recruits as well. Yeah, they have an entire defensive line other than Bain, who's out, that, you know, were huge when they came in. But they're backups. That's the one thing that kind of drives the recruiting the way that Mario Cristobal. Talk about that, because the success, and you and I saw, counting all those kids in the third and fourth quarter that were freshmen, that were seniors in high school last year, that are playing college football now.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of contributions from a lot of players that were playing high school football just a few months ago, including O.J. Frederick. I mean, he was playing his third game that he started last Saturday against Ball State, and he's really kind of exceeding expectations of what the recruiting sites really kind of thought of him. Him, for one, is definitely a standout, and I would say Jordan Lyle as well, the freshman also from St. Thomas Aquinas, the powerhouse program down in Fort Lauderdale, keeps churning out really great talent, and Jordan Lyle is another one of those great talents, and I think you kind of see what you're getting with Lyle. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be a force not only this year but for several years to come. And you saw him getting end zone. You saw also Elijah Lofton. Not just local. Well, it's guys from way across the country, from Las Vegas out of Bishop Gorman, another powerhouse, of course. But he got into the end zone as well. And he caught a pass from Emery Williams, who was another guy that Miami recruited, from the state of Florida. So you see guys like Justin Scott making plays. You see guys like Armando Blunt getting into the game. Cole McConathy, Malik Bryant, these guys are being developed at Miami. And that's something that many fans kind of questioned. Is this program really developing its players in recruiting? And from these last couple of games where you saw a lot of players get into the game, it's definitely evident that they are developing players from recruiting.
I agree. Marcus Benjamin joins us from Keynes County. The thing is you made a great point because, you know, the one thing Coach Cristobal came back here. I talked to him one day and he was asking me, because, you know, I always see that Miami got kids. He goes, what do you think the problem is? I said, well, you know, no slight to Manny or to Mark Richt or to Al Golden. They just weren't getting coached up. And he said to me, that's not going to be a problem here because we're going to have coaches that are going to bring these kids to the next level. And he's done that. I mean, and, you know, you talk about some of the young kids, you look at Nye Carr and you look at the kid Scott out of Chicago, who I think is going to be just a beast. Look at guys like that, and you look, and you mentioned with Lyles, who we got a chance to see in high school for 3 years. Those kids are the next wave. And even though you're going to get portal kids, Marcus, you're still going to have those really high-level recruits, Zaquan Patterson-type guys, that are ready to fill right in. And they were homegrown guys, which is really important. Talk about that.
Yeah, besides the freshmen, you got to kind of recognize the players that are kind of the upperclassmen that are being developed at Miami, the Wesley Bassaint. I mean, this guy has been with the program for a few years, and now he's developing into possibly an NFL draft pick. And the Inez Coopers, I mean, this is a guy that Miami definitely molded into a guy. This guy was 400 pounds coming into the program, and now he's slimmed up, and he is one of the vocal leaders on that offensive line. He's definitely a product of Mario Cristobal and offensive line coach Alex Mirabal's system, and they will continue to develop players like Francis Mauanoa, now in his second year with the program, was awarded with ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week based on his performance against Ball State. So you see the development. You definitely see the progress that this coaching staff is making, and the recruits that are kind of looking at that progress are definitely recognizing it as well, which can only bode well for the future of this program.
No doubt. Miami plays game 4 this Saturday night in Tampa. They will go 5 games, Marcus, without getting out of the state, which is pretty impressive when they play Virginia Tech. Can't thank you enough. Let everybody know how they can follow you on your social media. Also, your great website that offers a lot of information.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter, X, at Benjamin Rivals. Also on Instagram, Benjamin Report. You can also follow Kane County on those platforms as well. But definitely make sure you subscribe to the website, KanesCounty.com, part of the Rivals.com network. You can also find it, Miami.Rivals.com.
And a great podcast as well. Let me add that in there. Marcus, thank you. We'll talk soon. A week from Friday, we'll be back in the seat against Virginia Tech.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Blue.
Good stuff. Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County wraps up number 1. Please don't go away. We have a full hour coming up. We'll see you soon.